Let's check in with Steve Burness, as we do every week at this time. He's the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. So, Steve, now we have to be aware of scams when we download apps. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, the Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be careful when you're downloading apps to make certain it is from the organization that you want to download the app, because there are scammers lurking in the weeds. Waiting to take advantage of the situation. And probably the best advice I can give, Bob, is only download apps from official app stores. Don't follow links. Don't follow, you know, private messages saying, you know, get this app, because you know you're getting it from a trusted resource as well. And just be careful when you're reviewing them, too. Make sure, because there's a lot of apps out there, and you got to review the policies of what they're going to do with your information, especially the privacy policy. Mm-hmm. And any other information they're going to take from you, especially if your children are using apps as well.
Sometimes you can be fooled by fake reviews for the apps.
You can. They can push up these fake reviews to the top, and you really have to read them all, because they know how to manipulate these review sites and, you know, put the good stuff at the top and the other stuff, you know, falls to the bottom. So you got to read it all, and, you know, obviously not everyone's going to be completely accurate. So you've got to, you know, really review it, make sure that, you know, you get a feeling of the company by reading all the reviews or going through a lot of them, not just the ones in the front.
Yeah, and there are copycat apps that trick people, and so you have to make sure you're getting the real version of the app you're looking for, don't you?
Exactly. The popular tactic of a scammer is to create copycat apps, as you said. Mm-hmm. They try to trick people in downloading that. So if you're looking for a popular app, keep in mind that it may not be the first to appear on that list after you search for it. It may be a copycat. So you got to look through it.
Got this email recently that looked like it was from Google. It said, change saved passwords that were found online. One or more of the passwords saved in your Google account appeared in a data breach. Is this legit? Have you heard about this?
Well, I heard about it as well. Sometimes it does come from Google, and sometimes it does come from the scammers. So you've got to be really very careful when you're changing your passwords or allowing somebody else to change your passwords, making certain it is coming from Google. So you may want to send them, go to Google directly and go through your account and change your own passwords directly. And you should, Bob, every month, you know, they say 30 to 45 days, the experts say, you should change all your passwords and not have the similar one. But if somebody comes up to you and says, you have your password changed, we can help you, you've got to be very wary of them and make sure it is coming from Google directly. And you may just want to log into your account and do it that way.
Because of the pandemic, a lot of folks have been buying home gym equipment. What do we have to watch out for in that area?
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, many people are finding ways to really set up a home gym now because of the pandemic, as you mentioned. And, you know, the equipment can be very costly. So we want consumers to be aware of, you know, consider your physical needs. Make sure that you're not overbuying or buying things that are of little interest or value to you. And you may want to do some more research on it. It's not just simply, you know, buying the first thing you see or not talking to other individuals and explaining the situation. And especially if you have, you know, underlying health conditions, you may want to talk to your doctor before buying any exercise equipment, make sure it's safe to use. And one thing I think consumers really need to do is set a budget, because there's such a wide variety of home gym equipment out there on the market. It's relatively easy to set up an effective home gym, but you got to make sure you stick to that budget, because it really can be very costly, as you know.
Check with the Better Business Bureau. Also, you can report ripoffs to the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. Steve, thanks as always. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.